今天我们要练习两个词组，一个是
used to, USEDTO, used to。
另外一个是动词加上
to, to,
再加上动词，也就是
like to do
和
want to go
等等的动词短语。首先，请你听一段对话，内容是说
Henry
跟他表妹
Susan
在卡恩做运动。我们先把这段对话用正常速度念一遍，请你注意正确的发音跟语调的抑扬顿挫。
Susan, what do you do for exercise?
I go swimming once a week.
I used to swim in high school, but I don't have time anymore.
That's too bad. Exercise is really important.
I know. I'm getting a little fat. I didn't used to be this heavy.
Well, I'm going swimming tonight. Do you want to go with me?
Okay.I really need to get in shape again.
现在我们把这段对话用慢速度再念一遍，请你注意听。
Susan, what do you do for exercise?
I go swimming once a week.
I used to swim in high school, but I don't have time anymore.
That's too bad. Exercise is really important.
I know.I'm getting a little fat. I didn't used to be this heavy.
Well, I'm going swimming tonight. Do you want to go with me?
Okay. I really need to get in shape again.
现在我们把刚才那段会话里包含了今天要学的语法，也就是有
used to,
跟有动词加上
to,
再加上动词的句子挑出来。用慢速度再念一遍给你听。
I used to swim in high school. I didn't used to be this heavy.
Do you want to go with me?
I really need to get in shape again.
首先我们练习
used to
的用法。这个词组是表示过去常常做一件事，而现在不再做了。下面我们用
used to
跟在上一课里学过的字来做句子，每个句子念两遍，请你注意听，同时在念第二遍的时候也请你跟着说。
Henry used to wear old gloves.
Henry used to wear old gloves.
He used to sit next to me in school.
He used to sit next to me in school
Susan used to drink a lot of milk.
Susan used to drink a lot of milk.
She used to live far from the store.
She used to live far from the store.
Henry and Kate used to go to small parties.
Henry and Kate used to go to small parties.
They used to go out to eat.
They used to go out to eat.
下面我们来做换字练习。先由老师念一个有
used to
这个词组的句子，接着老师念一个短语，学生就把这个短语换进句子里。现在先举个例子。
I used to swim in high school to play basketball.
I used to play basketball in high school.
好，现在我们开始。在学生做练习的时候，请你也一起做。
I used to swim in high school to play basketball.
I used to play basketball in high school.
To play volleyball.
I used to play volleyball in high school.
To exercise.
I used to exercise.In high school.
To run.
I used to run in high school.
好了，现在我们看一看怎么样把
He used to swim in high school.
变成问句。在把这个句子变成问句的时候，必须用
did D-I-D, did.
开头，于是这句话就变成了。
Did he used to swim in high school?
再举一个例子，八。
She used to exercise in high school.
这句话变成问句，就要这样说。
Did she used to exercise in high school?
现在我们来做练习，由老师念一个有
used to
这个词组的句子，叫学生把这些句子改为问句。现在请你注意听。
He used to swim in high school.
Did he used to swim in high school?
She used to play basketball in high school.
Did she used to play basketball in high school?
You used to play volleyball in high school.
Did you used to play volleyball in high school?
They used to exercise in high school.
Did they used to exercise in high school?
Henry used to run in high school.
Did Henry used to run in high school?
现在我们换一个方法做练习，由老师念一个句子，请你用
where, W-H-E-R-E, where.
这个字，把句子改成问句。首先还是举个例子。
He used to swim in a river.
Where did he used to swim?
好，现在我们正式开始。在你把句子改为问句之后，请听正确答案。
He used to swim in a river.
Where did he used to swim?
She used to work in the factory.
Where did she used to work?
They used to play volleyball in their backyard.
Where did they used to play volleyball?
Susan used to run in the park.
Where did Susan used to run?
现在我们再换一个方式来做练习。先由老师用
When, W-H-E-N, when
这个字。问一个有
used to
这个词组的问句，接着老师提出一个说明时间的词组，请你用时间词组来回答问题。首先举个例子。
When did he used to get up? At 7 o'clock.
He used to get up at 7 o'clock.
现在我们正式开始，在你回答之后还是请你听我们的正确答案。
When did he used to get up? At 7 o'clock.
He used to get up at 7 o'clock.
When did she used to have a lot of time? After school.
She used to have a lot of time after school.
When did they used to go to soccer games? On Sundays.
They used to go to soccer games on Sundays.
When did Kate used to have a vacation? In the summer.
Kate used to have a vacation in the summer.
刚才我们练习了怎么用
used to
这个词组。现在我们来学习动词加上
to, T-O, to.
再加上动词的用法。首先请你听一个句子。
I like to play volleyball.
这个句子有两个动词
like
和
play.
这两个动词是由
to
这个字连在一起的。
To play volleyball
就是
like
这个动词的宾语。再举一个例子。
She likes to listen to music.
这个句子的宾语就是
To listen to music.
现在我们来练习这类句子。练习的内容都是说亨利到了周末喜欢在家做些什么。每个句子我们念两遍。在念第二遍的时候请你跟着念。
Henry likes to eat at home on weekends.
Henry likes to eat at home on weekends.
Henry likes to cook his own dinner on weekends.
Henry likes to cook his own dinner on weekends.
Henry likes to make fancy dishes on weekends.
Henry likes to make fancy dishes on weekends.
Henry likes to invite friends on weekends.
Henry likes to invite friends on weekends.
除了
like
这个动词，其他动词，比方
love, L-O-V-E, love, want, W-A-N-T, want, plan, P-L-A-N, plan, try, T-R-Y, try.Need, N-E-E-D, need. Prefer, P-R-E-F-E-R, prefer.
都可以这样用。现在我们用这些动词来做换词练习。首先举个例子。
Susan loves to exercise, wants to play tennis.
Susan wants to play tennis.
好，现在我们开始。在你回答之后，请注意听正确答案。
Susan loves to exercise. Wants to play tennis.
Susan wants to play tennis.
Plans to go swimming.
Susan plans to go swimming.
Tries to run very fast.
Susan tries to run very fast.
Needs to study hard.
Susan needs to study hard.
Prefers to travel by train.
Susan prefers to travel by train.
下面我们换一个方式做练习。先由老师念一个陈述句。叫学生改为问句，请你注意，改为问句的时候必须要用
does, D-O-E-S, does.
现在请你注意听。
Susan loves to exercise.
Does Susan love to exercise?
Susan wants to play tennis.
Does Susan want to play tennis?
Susan plans to go swimming.
Does Susan plan to go swimming?
Susan tries to run very fast.
Does Susan try to run very fast?
Susan needs to study hard.
Does Susan need to study hard?
Susan prefers to travel by train.
Does Susan prefer to travel by train?
在下面一组练习里，由老师念一些句子，请你用
What? W-H-A-T, what?
这个字，把原来的句子改为问句，然后请你听正确答案。
Henry loves to cook his own dinner.
What does Henry love to cook?
Henry likes to make fancy dishes.
What does Henry like to make?
Susan wants to play tennis.
What does Susan want to play?
Susan needs to study for test.
What does Susan need to study for?
Kate plans to buy a dress.
What does Kate plan to buy?
Kate prefers to have a small party.
What does Kate prefer to have?
现在我们来测验一下你的听力。首先请你听一段文章。内容是说亨利一家人怎么旅行，谈到了坐火车有什么好处。好，现在请你注意听。
Henry used to travel by train. Nowadays, there are fewer trains, and Henry, like most people, prefers to travel by car. Henry's wife, Kate, however, still likes to travel by train. She wants to relax, and she doesn't need to worry about gas, repairs, or parking when traveling by train. Henry's cousin Susan and her parents live in New York. They take the train to their jobs every day. They travel by train because they don't like to drive in city traffic.
刚才那段文章不知道你听懂了多少。等一会儿我们再用慢速度给你念一遍。现在请你注意听我们要测验的三个问题。第一个问题是
How did Henry used to travel?
第二个问题是
Does Kate still like to travel by train?
第三个问题是
Why do Susan and her parents take the train to their jobs?
好了，现在我们用慢速度再把文章念一遍，请你特别注意刚才那三个问题的答案。
Henry used to travel by train. Nowadays, there are fewer trains, and Henry, like most people,prefers to travel by car. Henry's wife, Kate, however, still likes to travel by train. She wants to relax, and she doesn't need to worry about gas, repairs, or parking when traveling by train. Henry's cousin, Susan, and her parents live in New York.They take the train to their jobs every day. They travel by train because they don't like to drive in city traffic.
好了，现在请你回答今天测验的三个问题。在回答之后，请你注意听正确答案。下面是第一个问题。
How did Henry used to travel?
He used to travel by train.
现在请你回答第二个问题。
Does Kate still like to travel by train?
Yes, she still likes to travel by train.
第三个问题比较长，请你注意听。
Why do Susan and her parents take the train to their jobs?
They take the train because they don't like to drive in city traffic.